Bakken and I are in search of your stories today on how you've been impacted from day two of the government shutdown. Has the world ended? Did the sun come up today? Are you in any way, shape, and or form being negatively impacted by this? You want this pain to end right now? You want this thing over with? Tell us. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I do want to give out the 855 number because next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in our weekly talk radio town hall. And some folks like to get their questions in early. This worked well last week. If you have a specific question you want to get in and don't know if you're going to be able to be at the phone at the exact right time, I just want to make sure it gets in queue to get in front of Congressman Cramer. The telephone number for that is 855-200-1776. Just jot that down, and you can leave a comment when you call. Just press 1. It will have your message recorded. Just tell us, hey, it's Paul and Zap. And here's my question for Congressman Cramer. It's all you need. 855-200-1776. We do like your name, just so we can refer to you by first name. Hello, Steve. How are you today?
I am just fine, my friend. And yeah, I'm a little upset about this shutdown, or slowdown, rather. It was cloudy when I woke up this morning, and I'm going to blame that.
So you think it's the weather's being negative.
It would have been beautiful and sunny this morning if it wouldn't have been for the slowdown.
Now, I don't want to belittle the fact that there are some people who obviously have lost their job as a result of this, temporarily, obviously. And, by the way, I think every time there's been a government shutdown, there's been retroactive pay, so they normally, you know, find a way to get it. But obviously, some if you don't have a job today as a result of the shutdown, you've been impacted. I'm more interested in talking with folks outside of that realm that work for the federal government and how they've been impacted. Because we've been force-fed a steady diet from a lot of the media that, boy, this shutdown is going to be really, really, really disrupt things. Has it? Day two of the government shutdown, how are you being impacted? Do you want it to end, or should it continue until Democrats and Republicans compromise on their differences? Please tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour, Brian Kulk will be here, member of the Public Service Commission. We'll talk about the new EPA rules and what that'll mean for coal production in North Dakota, what the impacts will be. Next hour, as I mentioned, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the whole hour in our weekly talk radio town hall, right in the middle of this debate of the back and forth and all the different, okay, we can't defund Obamacare. How about a delay? No, not a delay. How about a one-year delay? How about we have a conference committee? That was the latest one, by the way. Actually, not the second to last. Was let's just sit down and work out our differences. No. The last one was after this dust-up at the World War II Memorial yesterday. Members of the House of Representatives said, hey, let's make sure that these open-air memorials don't close. So in the case of World War II veterans that are coming with honor flights that have been planned months and years ago, they won't be negatively impacted. Democrats said no to that. They turned that down yesterday.
I'm glad to see the veterans stood up, though. They did not take no for an answer, nor should they. As you mentioned, those honor flights are planned out way in advance. And for a lot of the veterans, this is their only opportunity to ever see that memorial that was there for their honor. They're called the greatest generation for a reason. I think they are, and they need that due respect. They stormed those gates, those barricades, like they were storming the beaches of Normandy or Okinawa. Good for them. Guadalcanal. We're not taking no for an answer. And there were members of Congress that were on board with that.
Some people have called that civil disobedience. I think it was smart. It was fun. And we have a lot of comments about that on our Facebook page.
I like
page
the
too.
One representative from Missouri, his note, or his words were to the camera crew, they're like, well, this is wrong. You've got this blocked and blah, blah, blah. He goes, sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Good for you.
What's
there's
on your
right
mind today,
and there's wrong,
mind.
And that's just right.
What's on your mind today is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, give us your take here today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Facebook questions are up on this, and also emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ed and Dickinson, first to go today. Hello, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hi. The Democrats now want all or nothing. Okay, fine. Put them all in the same system that the rest of the Americans are have to be in, and if they don't like that, hey, all or nothing.
Well, that's one of the things Kevin Cramer was proposing, and the House had put that forward. The Senate said no. No exemptions. Everybody in. All or nothing. If it's good for everybody, then it's good for everybody.
Right. Your proposal, Ed, was voted on. That was suggested by the House and turned down by the Senate.
And the Democrats say, you know, they all want it. No, 80% of the people polled across the United States that know what's going on, that are not uninformed, do not want Obamacare. Absolutely do not want it. Get out of my life. I can take care of myself.
Now, a lot of folks in the media are saying, wait a minute, this is law of the land already. This passed. So, you know, that fight's been done, and that's what the Democrats are saying is, too. You can't refight this fight, but one of the arguments the Republicans make, you can decide who's right on this, is 19 different changes have been made to Obamacare without input by Congress. In other words, administratively. And so they've already changed.
The law of the land. One day they says, no, it's not a tax. Oh, next day, yeah, it is a tax. You know, whatever you want to buy an attorney for, a judge, you can buy him. Absolutely. He was bought and paid for. So, you know, the law of the land, civil disobedience, yeah, I'm not going to sign up for it ever.
All right. You're going to go one beyond, you know, bypassing the barricades at the World War II Memorial. You're just going to opt out. Ed, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, civil disobedience, the term he used, that's actually what some people are suggesting what the vets did and what members of Congress did by distracting the security guards was civil disobedience.
I think they earned that right. I'm not going to call that civil disobedience at all. They earned that right to go see their memorial, and I think nobody should have stood in their way for that. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't wish my dad was alive. But yesterday, I really wish he'd have been alive, because he spent 36 years in the Navy. Went in December 8th, 1941, retired a rear admiral. I'd have just loved to have seen what he'd have done if he'd have showed up at Washington to see his memorial, and they told him it was closed. You know, and that's part of the problem is they keep talking about this government shutdown, and you know, if you really stop and think about it, the only ones that are getting punished or suffering anything from this is the people. You know, that's our memorial. Roosevelt National Park out here, that's our park, and it's shut down. Meanwhile, you get the buffoons in D.C. that we send to do our will. They're the ones that can't do their job, and they're still getting paid. They're still getting rewarded for it. You know, and that's the problem. We need to change that system, put it back the way it used to be and the way it was meant to be, where they worked for us. And as far as civil disobedience, you know, my take on it, whenever things are wrong and there's a saying that says, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty, you know, and them guys, that wasn't civil disobedience, that was doing what was right, you know, that's
yeah, no
my
kidding.
Take on it, and you need more people
Amen.
To do that.
Matt, why do you think the barricades were up at all? Have you been to the World War II Memorial? It's an open-air memorial. There's no doors. There's no, you know, entrance in, out. It's part of a park. I mean, to put barricades up.
I think the barricades were up just to make a statement, to say, look here, you know, the people have raised enough heck over all this stuff and pushed the House to do this. So, you know, the people want to stir up problems. Here you go. We're going to start cutting off stuff for you. I think that's what it was for. Because, like you said, it's a, you know, that'd be like closing the Vietnam War Memorial. You know,
exactly.
It's not a building.
Yeah.
It doesn't take any personnel to run it. You know, it just or close an Arlington National Cemetery. You know, it's stupid, and that's what it boils down to. And that's the problem with DC is it's just ate up with stupidity anymore.
Matt, appreciate the call. Let's go to Jim and Stanley. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello? Am I on?
We got you loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make a couple comments. The one is this, is that how in the world does Obama get away with breaking the Constitution by changing the law after it is a law without Congress, without any representation at all. And beyond that, how does the Senate institute a law that exempts themselves? That's in the Constitution. How come somebody is not jumping up and down and saying, hey, this is unconstitutional simply because it's not according to procedure? And two, here's my most important comment.
Quickly, Jim.
Excuse me?
Quickly. We're up against the clock.
Let's get to your second point on the other side of the break.
Yeah,
here, Jim.
Let's hold on to Jim. Jim, we'll get to you after the break. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More of your calls when we come back.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. If you'd like to weigh in this morning, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Want to get back to Jim. Jim, what was your last point that you were going to make? Sorry we were up against the break.
Okay. I believe that anybody who runs for public office, whether it's state or federal or whatever it is, even dog catcher, should have to study the Constitution and take a test on the Constitution before they run for office. And I believe that they have to pass that test so that when they take the oath of office to uphold the Constitution, they know what they're talking about and what they have to uphold. Because right now, the way I see it, Congress... in the Constitution.
A little civics test before you can take office. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's what I believe. And as far as what's going on, you know, as far as the government shutdown, I think it's great. Let's shut it down for forever and then clean house and start over like it should be.
Jim, appreciate your call. Are you being impacted by the shutdown? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or like Jim and Stanley, you want this thing to roll on so some real compromise happens. Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Maybe you guys can answer a question here. Do you know if they're still printing money during this slowdown or what's going on? Did that stop too? You know, I was just kind of curious. I enjoy the markets now. You look at you know, the price of crude's coming down. Fuel prices are dropping a little. Gold's coming down. That means confidence in the dollar, you know. If you look at the national debt clock, you know, it either kind of matches. The money going out kind of matches the money coming in. They keep this up for another month or two, they might even start paying down some of the debt, you know.
From a market standpoint, the stock market's actually going up. They don't think this is going to be a long-term issue.
Well, like I said, they're getting confidence in the dollar again. You know, everything's coming down a little bit. So I hope it keeps going for 6-7 months, you know. So I was just wondering if you guys knew if they quit printing money, too, or is that still going on?
I think Ben Bernanke still has his job. And they consider the printing of money an essential service, Mike, so they're still doing it.
That's what I suspected as much, but I was just wondering. All right, fellas, thanks.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm enjoying my daily call. Hey, real quick, I can't understand why nobody has recognized the ridiculousness of this World War II thing, that they can't afford to pay somebody to stand there and let people in or whatever they got to do to pay people or pay workers to keep it open, but they can afford to pay security guards to keep people out. Does the logic in that lost on anybody else, or am I alone in that?
I saw a story this morning explaining this from the Park Service, and I'll share you their exact quote on this. National Mall and Memorial Park spokeswoman Carol Johnson was quoted as saying, "The Park Service did not want to barricade these, but unfortunately we have been directed, because of the lack of appropriations, to close all facilities and grounds. I know this is an open-air memorial, but we have people on staff who are CPR trained, and we want to make sure that we have maintenance crews to take care of any problems. What we're trying to do is protect this resource for future generations." Brad, I'm with you. That's ridiculous. Well, how much did it cost to put the barricades up? I mean, they're doing this to inflict pain. They wanted they wanted World War II Memorial Honor Flights to come in there and have a photo op with all the media down there and have these barricades. It's ridiculous. It costs more money to put up the barricades than just leave it alone.
I got one more quick question. Is Kevin Cramer, is Representative Cramer going to be up at town hall today?
He is. Absolutely. Next hour.
Awesome. And could I possibly ask you a quick question off air?
If you hang on a sec, we'll take care of that at the bottom of the hour, Brad, and try and add that to the mix. And by the way, if you want to ask a question of Congressman Cramer in advance, here's what you do. 855-200-1776. We used this last week, and it worked because he gets so many calls. It allows us to take, for instance, all the questions on Obamacare or the shutdown votes or any other issue. Farm bill will be a lot of questions this week on that because they put the nutrition portion of the program and the payments into one again. And know where that's at. They've also appointed conferees. 855-200-1776. Press 1, and we'll get your question in. Let's go to Carolyn in Alamo. Are you in Alamo?
Hey, this is Carla. And I just have two comments. One on the veterans. It's almost as if, like you touched on it earlier, that we're fighting back, and I think they're feeling the pressure. So it's almost as a punishment to us to say, you know, if you push, this is what we can do. And my second comment is, the situation with healthcare, in my opinion, is real simple. I came from North Idaho over here, went to the hospital in Williston for a kidney infection. When I left, they said your bill's $265. Not a big deal. I have no insurance. Make it or make payments. In Idaho, I go home, go to the hospital, go home, and my bill's $2,500. And I just think they need to address the issue of the cost rather than enforce all of us to have health insurance. And I don't believe it's the employer's responsibility in the first place to provide health insurance for their employees. I don't think that should be put on the employer.
I actually think, Carla, it's one of the reasons the cost is up, because the incentive is not there. If you have it provided to you and it costs you nothing if you get 10 tests or one test, of course you're going to want all 10. Then add the malpractice portion of the cost. And, you know, you're right. What we have is a system that's going to raise costs for health insurance and raise costs for health care rather than deal with the real problem of the uninsured and the overall cost. We're forgetting the real problem, which is why I think the Republicans are so staunch on this to say, we want to delay this and ultimately have another chance at doing it right. Appreciate your call. Good. Well said, Carla. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Perry. Perry in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Say, I saw something interesting last night on TV that I think people need to know. On the Jimmy Kimmel show, he did a man on the street thing, and he asked people, what would you rather have? What insurance would you rather have? The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare? And all of people chose the Affordable Care Act. They thought they were different. They said, well, then he asked, why won't you buy Obamacare? And they said, because people shouldn't be forced to buy something. And it's going to be very expensive, and I'm going to lose my doctor. All the things that the Republicans say. But the Republicans think they're winning the messaging by tying this to Obama, when the uninformed voter actually thinks they're two different things. Obama uses the Affordable Care Act, and so that's a very interesting tidbit, that if we want to win the messaging war, we're going about it the wrong way. People, the uninformed voter actually thinks they're two separate things, and they've got a choice.
So that was amazing. That was two days ago, and yeah, it is the uninformed voter, and it's, but it also shows the lack of savvy on the Republican Party when it comes to knowing how to spin the media and work the media. That's the Democratic side. They know how to work that media.
Perry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. And a few others waiting. We'll get you in quickly, and then we'll welcome our guest, Brian Kolk, Public Service Commission member, to talk about the impacts of the EPA recent decision on coal and more to come on current plants. Pass some recent increased regulations on future coal plants and some talk that current plants are next. We'll talk to Brian Kolk about that. Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour as well. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Screen champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to have Brian Kolk, Public Service Commissioner, up next talking about some EPA regulations. Want to get one more quick call in. Bill in Hazleton, what's on your mind today?
Morning. My statement is, first of all, as in combat veteran, that is worth his salt, that showed up at the World War II Memorial, if they did not let them in, I promise you, they would get in whether those people liked it or not. And the other thing I have to say is the health care, the Obamacare, I hate to call it Obamacare because it's health care, he doesn't care a bit, but that's not the problem. Our financial future is not in Obamacare. It is assimilating 20 million illegal aliens into our country over, let's say, a 20-year period. That's 3,000 people a day. And every one of them has the rights and privileges of an American citizen. Do you know what that's going to do to Obamacare, or health care, as I prefer to call it? It is going to completely and totally bankrupt us. So I think we should be looking into the future, what we're going to do with all these folks, and is it going to be manifest destiny? Are folks that have, land in CRP that is non-productive, are the government going to come in and say, you don't need that land, we need it to assimilate X amount of people into our country? That is my statement, and thank you very much.
All right, Bill, thank you. Sounds like there's a lot of good clean air in Hazleton today, causing you to think very clearly. Bob in Watford City, your take quickly before we go to our guest. You're up.
Okay, two quick statements about the government shutdown. When I first heard it was going to take place, I wasn't sure what to think. Then when I heard the president tell us over national TV that all essential services will remain working, non-essential will be shut down, I thought, I could get used to this. This actually sounds like a good thing. The longer it goes on, I think the more I'll like it. And then the second part of this statement is I wonder if anybody has taken the time yet to put pen to paper and figure out actually how much money we're saving every day by having all these non-essential services shut down and how that could positively affect our national debt. That's all I got.
Well, it's interesting points, Bob, and I think, quite honestly, the Democrats wanted this fight, obviously, right? That's why they, you know, for instance, took Sunday off and half of Monday off, despite the House passing a compromise of a one-year delay and the other things they've done.
Compromise is.
Maybe it's a case of be careful what you wish for here. And the American people are basically yawning, saying, I'm fine with the shutdown, and they won't exactly have it their way. I don't know. One more quickly, Ken and Napoleon on World War II vets. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I had a real good old friend in New York on World War II, Battle of the Bulge. And I can remember this, and I won't forget it until I die. This isn't the country he fought for. Thank you.
Ken, appreciate the call. I have had one of the most wonderful honors of a lifetime in accompanying World War II veterans as a part of Honor Flight on a number of occasions, both Bismarck and Fargo. And I tell you, there's nothing like seeing World War II vets at the memorial built in their honor, which took way too long. So the idea of barricading it is just plain silly, and I think it's a case of jumping the shark a little bit. Here's another veteran, Brian Kalk, a member of the Public Service Commission and a leatherneck as well. How are you, Brian?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on today, Scott.
Thanks for joining Steve and I today on the program, and we're going to return to some of these topics with Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, so any other folks that want to get in on that, plenty of time to do that, and if you want to get your question in for Kevin early, 855-200-1776, press 1, the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour for the very latest on this showdown over the shutdown. We asked Brian to join us today to talk about the EPA's announced regulation changes on the coal industry, Let's talk about these. One, we have coal, which you sort of expected, right?
Absolutely.
And it's on existing plants.
Well, it's on new plants. Going forward, there's going to be a limit of 1,000 pounds of CO2 per megawatt hour is the proposed EPA rule. And so right now it would just be on new generation, but you can figure it'll come back to existing generation. But the challenge is that with these kind of rules, which there's no technology out there, you basically there will be nobody building any new coal plants anywhere.
Sorry, I misspoke. So the new regulation is on new plants, but we're anticipating there will be additional regulations on existing plants forthcoming.
That's the way I would see it playing out, is this administration just never seems to stop. And you pointed it out in your opening comments that, you know, we all expected that there's going to be some type of CO2 rules from EPA on coal. But what's, I would say, almost remarkably stunning for a bad way is that this is now going after natural gas. Everybody's been talking about how great natural gas is, and it's a good fuel. There's no question about it. But now there's proposed rules on CO2 for natural gas plants. So basically he's trying to doom the coal industry and even now pull natural gas into the fight, which is there is no rationale to what this fellow's doing with CO2 rules. There's no basis for it in science. There's no basis for it in law. I mean, he tried cap and trade. Congress threw that out. And now he's using the EPA to advance his, you know, super green agenda. And the thing is that there's a place for wind. There's a place for renewables. But without coal, without natural gas, we won't never meet demand.
Well, the good news is the EPA is shut down right now, so that's a little bit of a bright side, Brian. When you start talking about the CO2, and that's what it comes down to, is the CO2 emissions, that's a byproduct right now that the oil and gas industry need. From a coal plant standpoint, that's a valuable commodity that they could sell, and they're not having that opportunity from a business standpoint because that's being restricted. We're looking at a point right now where we could have a deficit of CO2.
Well, you're exactly right, Steve. Actually, ironically enough, I'm going down in Mississippi. There's a plant down there where they're capturing the CO2, and the byproduct is electricity. They're taking the CO2 for enhanced oil recovery, and that's what we should be doing. Those folks that think we should be capturing the CO2, and those of us that I think are somewhat suspect about it, but still, you've got an opportunity here where we could capture the CO2, use it for enhanced oil recovery to get more oil out of the ground in North Dakota, and it'd be a win-win for everyone. But right now, it seems like the administration is not interested in anything. Type of solutions just continue to push their agenda. And the challenging thing is that by these rules, you figure that at least a 20% increase in cost of electricity is what will happen. So you figure if you're the family on a fixed income, if you're a retired person, if you're an individual just starting out, all of a sudden a 20% increase cost in electricity, which this will be passed to the consumer. It's not like there's anywhere else for it to go. So that's the part that's really troubling, is we could be capturing CO2 for good things. But right now the goal is to shut down fossil fuels, raise the cost of electricity for people. I don't see to what end he's trying to get to.
Now, you mentioned this was largely anticipated.
The coal was.
The coal was, for sure. We got a robust coal industry in the state. What is the impact on them? What are they saying? What are they doing about this? This is a proposed rule, right? It's not snap a finger and it's enforced.
Well, that's one thing that, Scott, is kind of hard to, right? Right now, as the EPA has the rule, now how they're going to implement it without the backing of law, we'll have to see how that'll play out with some of the legal challenges. But the impact is going forward, if you're a company trying to decide what to do for future generation, as your coal plants get older and you have to replace them, you're looking at what can you replace it with. So you look at cost. All of a sudden, they have to put additional cost mechanisms on there. It's going to drive up the cost of coal, so something else might become available. And that's where the natural gas was kind of like that segue fuel. But now with the rules on natural gas, I don't know what it's going to do. So, you know, we're trying to figure out ways to capture natural gas in North Dakota and stop flaring. These rules for natural gas are not going to help the cause of stopping flaring in North Dakota either.
Yet that's one of the main pushes from environmentalists and from the government is to do something about the flaring, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, part of this might be gamesmanship, that they figure they go after natural gas and coal, that they're going to maybe, you know, try to divide and conquer a little bit here. But I think what's going to happen is the natural gas community, which quite honestly has kind of sat back and let the groups attack the coal, now that they're on the targets, you might see some solutions come, or the public just doesn't want this.
So what do you have? I mean, you mentioned lawsuits, and, you know, do you have the legal arena to stop this?
Well, I think that in North Dakota, what we're trying to do is to make sure that we understand what the rules are as we pick energy generation going forward for the companies. And I think the companies themselves really have to decide what they're going to do. Like, you know, my job in the Public Service Commission, I look at cases as they come in front of us for what kind of electricity companies are going to use. But you're going to see, I think, natural gas producers like coal producers now are going to use their venues to go back and stop this. And that's the challenge about the president, is he's using the EPA, one of his agencies, to implement something that he has no background on. No legal authority for. So, you know, Scott, that's what's going to be challenging, because, like, I cannot predict how it's going to play out. I just think that the best thing we could do right now is, you know, hopefully get someone else in charge that understands the importance of a good mix of energy. You know, we're fighting wars in the Middle East over energy. Let's not forget that.
If you have any questions for PSC Commissioner Brian Kalk, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brian, when you start looking at a regulatory standpoint, I know Congressman Cramer has been involved with subpoenaing the science behind the EPA, what they mandate their numbers on, what they base their facts for this regulation on. The science with the EPA is, for the most part, 30 years old. It hasn't kept up with technology from the industry side. That's a big problem when you're starting to regulate industry that is so far out advanced what your basic premise was based on.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve, is the proposed rules that the president has put out there. There's no technology out there that can even get to those standards. So let's say you had a company that said, okay, fine, we're going to install these devices to do that. There's no technology that can do it. The best you can hope for in a coal plant right now is about 1,800 pounds of CO2 you can capture per megawatt hour. So you could capture that, use it for enhanced oil recovery, but that's about as good as it gets right now. So when the president comes out with this, you know, 1,100 pounds, there's just no technology that can get there. At least we forget the science behind it. So it's just quite frustrating, I think, for all right now, is to figure out, you know, we've got the government shut down. He continues to attack on fossil fuels. We've got challenges in the Middle East. You know, we need to solve some of these problems and keep our country strong, not continue to weaken it.
Brian, as you work with these companies, and as I've talked to a lot of these companies, from the coal side especially, the EPA gets in the way of technology. They regulate technology out of the way, where it's in the best interest of these companies to be more efficient. By more efficient, they're going to produce a better product, and that's going to be cleaner. Efficiency equals cleaner. When you're working with these companies, what's the take you get? What's the sense you get from them, their frustrations with the EPA in as far as getting in front or in the way of that technology that would clean up the industry and make it more efficient?
Sure. Well, you know, the coal plants, as a type of all types of generation, gets better every time. And so you look at what we've done to improve the sulfur emissions and nitrogen emissions. You know, the coal plants have continued to install newer, better technology as it becomes available. And they don't really seem to have a problem with that, because as technologies become available, they do it. It's a win-win out there. So I think their frustration is right now, how do they plan 10, 15 years in the future when they're making these huge million-dollar investments about what they're supposed to do? So they really have no way to plan. They put in a whole bunch of money for a set of rules that exists now. Then 2 years from now, the rules change and they've wasted that money.
We're chatting with Brian Kalk, Public Service Commission member, about some new regulations on coal and natural gas from the EPA. Right now, they're out of work because they're part of the shutdown, but that won't last forever. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome for Brian as we continue. Talk Radio Town Hall next hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer, too.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
It's Don Williams. You recognize that, Steve?
I love Don Williams.
Tom Clancy has died today at 66. You a Tom Clancy fan?
Oh, big time.
Written a lot of books.
Far too young.
Over the years, yeah, no kidding. A little bit of news there today. Brian Kulk is here, Public Service Commission member. We're chatting about some new proposed EPA regulations and the impacts on North Dakota. Any questions or comments for him are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, the coal industry especially has just been under attack. I mean, there's a common vernacular out there called the war on coal.
Been around for decades and no signs of letting up.
And, you know, what really is crazy to me, that if we were sitting at a coffee shop in Napoleon and we said, okay, what sense does it make, for instance, to propose new power plants have a technology that doesn't exist, right? If you and I decided we were going to do Brian and Scott and Steve Inc. and build a coal plant and follow these proposed new regulations, we couldn't even go out and buy this technology.
Absolutely, it does not exist.
So that tells us really they don't want it at all. And the reason they say they don't want it is because they're worried about CO2 emissions.
Which is not a proven science.
Well, yeah, which even if it was, and we said we're gonna United States is gonna be proactive, and we're gonna make sure no CO2 goes in the air. Nobody else is doing this, so the impact on the environment would be nil. And meanwhile, electricity rates skyrocket, and the impact on the economy.
Well, and it's reliability too, Scott. That in North Dakota we're an energy producer and we export a lot of energy. But we have a very reliable system, and so as you take coal as a good base load and you get less of it on the system, you have reliability problems. States like California that have had rolling blackouts is because they pushed the envelope way too hard about renewables. So you've got to continue to integrate renewables, but you cannot get rid of the workhorse of the fleet, which is our coal plants. And the part about this natural gas, which is really troubling, is natural gas. We can take natural gas and we can make electricity out of it. We can make fertilizer out of it. We could use it to power vehicles. There's so many good uses for it. So not only is it troubling what he continues to do with coal, it's now this new front on natural gas, which really it's now become all-out fossil fuels. And we were talking in the earlier segment about what to do, and you and I talked on break, and you actually had, I think, the best point is that this is a legislative thing in D.C. that we need somebody out there to get in front of, and maybe that's what it takes. The only people that can probably check the EPA are the folks sitting in the House and the Senate, and right now I think they've got other things they've got to worry about, but that's where I'm hopeful we can get folks out there to step forward. Our Senator Hovind and Congressman Kramer can do what they can do out there.
There's a disconnect, I think, from an environmental standpoint on this, Brian, and tell me if I'm wrong, but you look at what's going on with the EPA in this country and what they're trying to do to our energy sector, and they're trying to shove things down the road. They're trying to move it somewhere else. If you look at the coal exports from this country to China over the last 5 years, they've gone up, a great deal up. They don't have the innovation and the technology to turn it into a cleaner resource in countries like China and India like we have here. The innovation starts here. You look over at the EERC in Grand Forks and some of the amazing things they're doing over there. In fact, Great River Energy is currently in cooperation with a company over in China trying to get some of that cleaner technology over there, because as you shove those exports someplace else, because we have an administration that doesn't want coal in this country, it's still going to be produced somewhere else.
Well, and China and India are producing have a lot of coal plants that are coming online right now, and I'm familiar with the dry finding technique you're talking about. So, it's good for us to be the world leader in energy production as we are, and we have the best technologies, but let's let the pendulum swing as technology comes on board, as we can do things. The coal industry has been very good about clean air and clean water, and they're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to research ways to get more efficient, but I just don't like the continuing pushing this envelope of CO2 and other things, because back to the cost, anywhere from 20% and greater, the cost of this, it's going to affect the people that are on the street.
A couple minutes left, and we have a couple calls waiting. Let's get Keith and Benedict in here first for Brian Call. Go ahead, Keith, your question.
Yeah, say, who gives EPA all the power here? I mean, my family's been in the coal mine business since 1942, for crying out loud, and these guys just keep hacking and hacking on ghosts. I mean, there's no problem. I mean, they've been out by our plants out here, and the air is clean. Nobody has no effects from it. What gives them the power?
Well, great question, Keith, is that what happened is there was a case, Massachusetts versus the EPA, that went to the National Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said that basically EPA could regulate CO2. It didn't say they should, but it said that basically they could have, in that case, the ability to do it. So the EPA has taken that decision as the basis for why they're doing these things. And our members of Congress, Congress is the one that should be passing laws. The president tried his cap and trade. It failed miserably. So now he's trying to use this Massachusetts versus EPA as the basis for this. And one, I think the fact that it's Massachusetts should tell you something.
Congress is the fix here, Keith. Appreciate the call. Jeff Fargo, quickly for Brian Kalk, you're next.
Good morning, guys. You guys all talk about this EPA. It's a 1963 Communist Manifesto. You've got to quit lying to the people in this country, you guys. This has been going on for decade after decade after decade. Our politicians are all run by the central bankers in Europe and all these globalist corporations, and they want to destroy this country. And all they do it is by the unelected bureaucrats, which is the EPA.
You gotten your call from Europe yet today, Brian?
Well, and I haven't, but I appreciate Jeff's, thoughts that the thing is that we need to have good people out there, regular people that don't forget who they are when they get out to D.C., when they get elected to statewide office.
Brian, thanks for joining us. As always, a pleasure, and keep up the good work. Public Service Commission, one of the commissions in North Dakota, got their finger on so much different stuff. Thanks for joining us today on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up next hour on What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
You know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.